when Dave Benfield founded Duclaw Brewing in 1996, he was very much at the leading edge of what was then a slowly emerging craft beer industry. Now, 23 years later, Duclaw Brewing is experiencing some exciting and well-deserved growth. A combination of increased competition over the last 5 years and some flaws in their beer had led to challenging times for Duclaw. But Dave Benfield is not just a brewer. He's a smart businessman. Simply put, Dave and his team figured out what was wrong with their beer, fixed it, and is now making some truly outstanding craft beer. When I got together with Dave Benfield, we talked about the dramatic improvement in the beer and, as a result, the major increases in Duclaw beer sales. But first, I wanted to find out how it all got started. Dave Benfield started homebrewing during his junior year at Loyola University. Over the next few years, more and more of his friends began drinking more and more of his beer, all leading to Dave's decision to open a restaurant brewery.
We opened our first restaurant in Bel Air, Maryland in September of 1996. We had five different beers on tap, from a blonde ale to a pale ale to a Märzen. So these are all what we call basic styles today,
right. But
were mind-blowing for a lot of people back then. And then we opened up Arundel Mills in 2001, and then in 2003 we opened up our Bowie store, and in 2003 we also built a separate brewery that kegged and shipped to the three restaurants. From 2003 to 2010, we were only selling beer in our stores. We did cool little videos in every release. We had one new seasonal once a month, and we had kind of like a movie trailer that we would play each time just to make it fun for people to come out to the releases. Then in 2010, we started dabbling in bottle distribution outside of our restaurants, and that started going very well to the point in 2012 we hit capacity in our current brewery and had to build the brewery that we're in now, and that's opened in 2013.
After opening their tap room and brew house in Baltimore, Duclaw sold off their restaurants to focus on brewing, bottling, canning, and distributing beer. And Duclaw was ready, having moved from their initial 15-barrel system to a 40 and now into an innovative 60-barrel system that gives the brewery a lot of options.
It's a system designed by a company called Browcon, fully automated system, and what it does is allows us to brew small batches when we want to for the creative purposes, but when we have to brew volume, because of the automation, it's easy to do volume. So instead of having to buy a 200-barrel system to do what you need, and then you're never going to brew a small batch, we're able to do those small creative batches that you live off of, but then when you need to produce a lot of volume, it can go. And allows us a lot of flexibility on styles. So we can do kettle sours, to lagers, to ales, to high-gravity beers.
Over the next 2 weeks, in parts 2 and 3 of the Duclaw story, sales manager Brooke Simmons talks about some of the Duclaw beers that are now flying off the shelves and why he joined Duclaw Brewing. Until then, cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Red Brick Station on the Avenue in White Marsh. Great food, great beer, great fun. Find them on Facebook for more.